The process is complicated, but the idea is we use a virus to genetically modify the T cells. The T cell has a new piece of DNA now. That DNA drives the ability for the T cell to actually see the cancer cell. And then to answer your question about what happens next, two really important things happen. First is the T cell can hunt down an individual cancer cell. And once it's connected to that cancer cell, it kills it. So that's really important. But this doesn't work without another piece. And the second piece is not only is the T cell killing the cancer cell, but these T cells are growing. So this is the difference between, when people call this a living drug, this is the difference between a pill or an injection and these white cell infusions, like Bob said. And what happens is these cells go into the body, and if there's a little bit of cancer, they grow a little bit and they kill the cancer that's there. But if there's a lot of cancer, and some of these patients literally have pounds of cancer in their body, those cells will grow to the level needed to control that amount of disease. And so that ability to grow, to go from a, you know, millions of cells to literally billions of cells or more in the body, that is really the reason why this works as effectively as it does in leukemia.